New Jersey has a plan to destroy firefighting foam that contains toxic PFAS. The so-called forever chemicals have been linked to serious health problems, including cancers. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the state is collecting and destroying 150,000 gallons of foam.
Firefighting foam containing PFAS is very effective at putting out fires, but it's contaminated water supplies across the country. The state of New Jersey has partnered with Revive Environmental to help fire departments and academies get rid of the toxic foam. After collecting the foam, the company is using a technology called supercritical water oxidation to remove and destroy the PFAS. Rob Gankars is the fire chief of the Jacobstown Volunteer Fire Company. He says he wouldn't be able to get rid of the foam without support from the state.
We use it on car accidents on the side of the road, and then it goes into a ditch on the side of the road, which goes into the waterway. And now we have the potential to contaminate a lot of things, and we are now don't have that near as potential.
New Jersey has banned using the PFAS foam starting in 2027, and the state is also banning the sale of certain household products that contain the chemicals in 2028. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.